Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and it is Food for Thought Friday. So glad that you are with us. And I want to start off today sharing Psalm 143, verse 8. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, Lord, for to you I would lift up my soul today. Such good wisdom there. Starting this morning, let's just, I love how he says there, bring me word of your unfailing love. And, you know, friends, a lot of people, you know, they let us down at times just because we live in the fallen world. And don't get me wrong, if somebody lets you down continually, obviously you have to reevaluate that relationship. But I think sometimes we put maybe false expectations or too many expectations on people, or maybe the expectations aren't clear in a boundary. And so I want to encourage you to, maybe just think about that today and say, you know, maybe I need to evaluate a relationship about, am I putting some unrealistic expectations on that relationship? And maybe just kind of reevaluate that, and maybe that could help heal a relationship. And I know I've been guilty of that before, maybe having some unmet expectations, and yet the problem was because there wasn't clear communication. So I'm trying to grow in that learning that area, so it might be something for you to take a look at today. Also, we just got done just having a wonderful 2 days at the CPA, that national conference, the Consumer Product Expo, and Christian Product Expo, not consumer, even though there are consumers that buy those products. But the fact that it was just amazing, just all these wonderful Christian companies and publishing companies and Dayspring cards and just anything you'd ever buy in a Christian bookstore. All these vendors are represented from all over the country. But we were fortunate to talk with 10 different authors and do 20 interviews. And I'll tell you, just a running theme that was going through several of these authors as they shared about their book and when they all kind of had a breaking point in their life. And this one word just kept coming up as a common thread, and that word was surrender. Now, when we hear the word surrender, especially us men, we a lot of times think of that as weakness. And don't get me wrong, there's times you've got to battle through things and fight through and have mental toughness and persevere, and the Bible talks about that, persevering, and Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But sometimes I believe there's situations in our life where, you know, it's just really bring a lot of anxiety, worry, stress, leads to unhealthy habits in our life. And maybe it's just an area that finally God's like, you know, I know you've got one knee down, but I'm just wanting you to put the other knee down and totally surrender this situation to me. It could be a situation with a family member. It could be a financial situation, a challenging job environment. There's just so many things, a medical situation where just, you know, the fact of the matter is God wants you to surrender everything to him. And there's been times in my life, if I've shared often over the past 5.5 years, where he had to get me to the place where I would put the other knee down, which meant I totally surrender. And then that's when God could do his best work. So I want to ask you today, is there an area of your life that you need to surrender as we get ready to go into this weekend? Just want to ask you, is there an area that you need to surrender to God? Just say, you know what, Lord, this is yours. I'm giving this to you. And let him take it. I saw this great quote recently. It said, God didn't remove the Red Sea. He parted it. Sometimes God doesn't remove your problems. He makes a way through them. That's so good. God didn't remove the Red Sea. He just parted it. Sometimes God doesn't remove your problems. He makes a way through them. And that's part of that surrender situation that I just talked about. Maybe, you know, it's just not happening the what you thought it would be, the expectation that you had in this situation. But God's just saying, you know what? Just take the next step forward. Do the next right thing. And sometimes I think it's just the simple things. We make it too complicated when we're waiting on a breakthrough. And we've talked about waiting on hope is here quite often. And Psalm 37:7 talks about waiting patiently before the Lord. But I also want to remind you that, you know, waiting is not an inactive season of life. I think sometimes we get that problem a little bit confused when we sit there and think that, you know, well, that means I'm just sitting there twiddling my thumbs. And that's not true, friends. That is not true. But sometimes, you know, when God is going to help you with a problem, he may not remove it, but he is going to make a way through it. And we've talked about this before, but I feel like somebody listening today, either live here on the radio or on the podcast, needs to, you know, instead of asking God, why is this happening to me? Say, God, what is it you're trying to teach me? What is it that you want me to learn? And it's amazing when you kind of get to that point, how God can say, all right, I'm finally, you know, you're there. We can start working now. We can start working together. Let me say that together. God's like, you know, we can start working together. You and I are doing life hand in hand because you've surrendered this situation to me. And I'm going to part the Red Sea in this area, but it may be really scary on both sides. It's just like as they walk through the Red Sea, just wondering, is this going to collapse on us any second? But that goes back to keeping our eyes on Jesus in all situations, especially the challenging ones. One of the authors we met recently there at the Christian Product Expo, the national conference downtown at Rupp Arena there at the Central Bank Center, used to be called Heritage Hall, Dr. Nancy Meyer, just a powerful, powerful story. Her book, Defying Fear, which actually, surprisingly, was actually fiction, but it was based on true stories, a lot of her life. And she is a survivor of domestic violence in her first marriage. And just a powerful story, such a sweet spirit, and wanted to be a chiropractor, and yet at the age of 52, trained to do her first triathlon, and had never swam before. And at 52, learned to do that, and now she's ranked like 7th in the state 4 years later in the state of Virginia. And she had a great quote from her book. She said, every human is worthy of feeling loved, valued, and cherished. I'll say that again. Every human is worthy of feeling valued, loved, and cherished. And friends, sometimes somebody else may make you feel that way, and if they do, then and you need to really reevaluate that relationship, that friendship. I mean, sometimes we start buying into those lies, and friends, Jesus, he doesn't want us to do that. And we, you know, obviously talk to the person first about it, but then after talking with them, especially, you know, after a couple of times, then you really need to reevaluate if things don't change, because the Bible says we're all made in the image of God. And if you don't feel loved or valued and cherished, then especially those close relationships and family members, then you need to kind of reevaluate those relationships. Now, I do want to just take one step back. We talked about this earlier about expectations. Now, sometimes we can put too much expectations on a person to feel all of our love and value and be cherished by them. And that's very unhealthy. And so just want to encourage you, you know, make sure you look at this through really just a clear lens, okay? That you're not putting too much expectation on somebody to meet all of your needs of being loved or being valued and cherished as a person. But at the same time, if it's a family member or a close friend or any type of relationship where people are making you feel devalued, then, you know, it's not loved and not cherished and close friendships, family member, then, you know, you may need to reevaluate that one. And I would encourage you to pick up that copy especially if you've been a product of domestic violence. Just some of the excerpts that I read from the book, I think any person could relate to it and could apply in their life. But just know today that God says you are worthy of feeling love, that you are valued, and that you are cherish today. I know we have a lot of educators and buy now schools started back, and I just want to encourage all those people that are working in the education system, whether it's, you know, the public schools, you know, or I say public school, talking about, you know, preschool, elementary, middle school, high school, higher ed, college, the collegiate level. But Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 2, my friend Connie Lester, who's been in education for a long time, she posted this recently on her Facebook page, and she said, you know, for my teacher friends and leaders beginning a new school year, I want to remind you it's one of the most important callings in life. And she quoted Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 2, "Let my teaching fall like rain and my words descend like dew, like showers on new grass, like abundant rain on tender plants." Isn't that so good? I'll share it one more time. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 2. "Let my teaching fall like rain, and my words descend like dew, like showers on new grass, like abundant rain on tender plants." Friends, just know that our words matter, and it can bring rain and life and just quench people's thirst, and not just teachers with students and educators, but just all of us. Just say, "Lord, you know, let my words just descend like dew, like showers on new grass, like abundant rain on tender plants." And you talk about making a difference with your one and only life. Oh, my goodness. Friends, you would be so blessed if you would do that. Proverbs 11:25 says, "Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed." And yet, sometimes we just don't feel like refreshing others, but I've learned to do that. And when I do that, and I press through the discouragement, the disappointment, it's amazing. I wind up being the one that's being blessed. And that doesn't make sense in the world's eyes, does it? Because we live in a world that's what's in it for me. And yet, you know, Jesus said, "I did not come to be served, but to serve." So I want to encourage you today to really just say, you know, "God, what is it that maybe I could be a blessing to somebody else, even though I'm in a challenging season of life?" And God will meet you right there where you're at. Well, Pastor Mike McClure says, you know, stop replaying the past in your mind. It's gone. Use your mental energy to create something new. Don't waste your precious life being stuck on what didn't work out or what you could have done. Do something new today. Each moment is another chance to recreate yourself. Friends, I want to encourage you with that today. As I've talked about before on here, you know, sometimes you just got to throw away the rear view mirror, okay? You know, say this tongue in cheek, but if you try to drive your car constantly looking in the rearview mirror, obviously you're going to crash at some point, right? And, you know, I love what Paul talked about in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. He said, "I'm still not all that I should be, but I'm focusing all my energies on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead." So, friends, it's so important. What are you I want to ask you today, what are you focusing your energies on? Are you focusing on what lies ahead? Are you looking to the future? Are you still hitting that rewind button, looking in that rearview mirror? And the enemy wants to keep you looking in the rearview mirror. Make no mistake about that, friends. So I want to encourage you today, maybe Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. You need to write that on a post-it note and put it several places where you can see it throughout the day. Well, as I wrap up today's program, we're in the middle of just a wonderful opportunity with a summer matching gift from a listener of Hope Is Here. And so if you haven't participated in that, I want to encourage you to take a chance. We only ask for financial help a couple times a year in the summertime for a couple months in July and August and at the end of the year. And we just want to utilize all that we can of this opportunity to do that. So just go to our website, hopeishere.today.org. That's hopeishere.today.org, and you can give online, or there's an address there, or you can write a check, and all donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Have a great weekend. We'll look forward to seeing you on Monday on Hope is here.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.